about Rabbi Ruderman, who was a Rosh Yeshiva in Baltimore for many years, founding Yeshiva in Baltimore in Yisrael. Yeah, he had very poor eyesight, very poor eyesight. And the way he, one of the ways in which he ruined his eyes was because at night when there was no light, he threw out his study by the moon.
By the moon?
Yeah. There was no, but they're, very, you know, they're poor, and they don't even always have candles. Right, but the Gemara already, and certainly the Rambam, advocate artificially staying up at night by candles and learning at night. The Rambam says the mind is clearer at night than during the day, I guess because of the distractions you have during the day, and therefore they said, if a person really wants to acquire Torah, they have to stay up at night and learn. So yes, most people would adjust their schedules based on darkness and light, but already back to then, the Gemara says, well, it doesn't work for everybody.
How does that work with, okay, and I know you get the Rosh Hashem
something to do
with the night being painted and...
No, that's about learning Tanakh at night. There's a special, the Kabbalists say not to learn at night. They say a person is not supposed to learn the Bible at night. I don't know if that's referring to, but that's something which the Kabbalists say, and it's because the reason is because based on Kabbalah, the night is, the day is considered a time of kindness, of chesed, of mercy, and the night is considered to be a time of din, of judgment. And also, Torah B'Ksav, the written Torah, is considered to be more judgmental than Torah Baal Peh, the oral law, that's what, for example. Torah B'Ksav said, if you hurt somebody, an eye for an eye, right? And Torah Baal Peh comes and mitigates that and says, no, it really means money, right? Because Torah Baal Peh, Torah B'Ksav, right, the way things should be, in an ideal world, we'll stone you for the smallest offense, right? And we'll find you a great and large amounts of money, and so on and so forth. But then Torah Baal Peh says, because yes, that is an ideal world, a world where everything would be run according to strict judgment, but God saw that that doesn't work, and therefore he recreated the world with a mixture of mercy and judgment. So therefore, the Kabbalists say, that one is not supposed to study the Torah Shabbat, the written law, at night, at least not till after midnight.
The Rosh Hashanah does divide the day according to certain I think even domain is a language and mentions giving the giving over of the night to the certain elements in the world.
So I imagine that's what it has to do with. I saw this morning actually that Arizal says the reason why one doesn't cut one's hair during Sfiras HaOmer is because Sfiras HaOmer is a time of judgment. That's why I guess the students of Rabbi Akiva said to have died then. And therefore cutting the hair is somehow invoking judgment. I don't think exactly how that works, but generally speaking, the way the Kabbalists regard it is that the hair of the beard represents kindness. It's because it comes out of your face and you're smiling, and then you have a kind face, and therefore, your hair of your beard represents kindness, whereas the hair of the head represents judgment. So therefore, you're supposed to keep your hair, the hair of your beard, as long as possible. And Hasidim, of course, don't cut it at all, because that would be cutting off kindness. Whereas the hair of your head is supposed to cut short, because that represents judgment. But for some reason, you're supposed to get a cut before Sfiras HaOmer, not during Sfiras HaOmer, but somehow that raise brings out the judgmental aspect. Okay, we'll stop here for today. Right, and we're going to
thank you very much.
I'll
something about math, because you know, Francis Pavis is also based in math. He has all this capability. Ask him questions, 5 minutes, he gives you answers. You forget about questions. Like, you know, like, I think about it, and like, and also Milton Erickson.
Of course, now people go with him.
No, he doesn't go like his father. He's coming, I want to say to you what you're going to do.
Yeah.
And I have less things to think about. And Milton Erickson, he's a very famous hypnotherapist. He found that he can do a lot of things in France. Like, let's say, if you're a fashion designer, you can design clothes. It's quite fun. Like, you do pictures, you see pictures, it takes time to make it real, but in your mind you see, okay, it's mask, you cannot count mask. People need to use, like, really, not like unconscious mind. People need to use, like, this faker, like, maybe it's why they don't go to this trend all the time. Don't get out.
Okay.
Is yours?
Yeah.
Oh, good class.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
It's no rock and roll.